The KGOU AM News Brief is made possible by listeners like you. Support KGOU during our spring fundraiser. Click the donate button at kgou.org. Thanks. Candidate filing begins for Oklahoma's 2026 election, Susan, and the Oklahoma County Budget Board approves $4.7 million to help with the jail's budget shortfall. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, April 1st. I'm Nick Daniels. Well, today marks the official start of Oklahoma's 2026 election season as hundreds of Oklahomans descend on the Capitol to file their candidacy for offices across all levels of government. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details.
April 1st through 3rd is Oklahoma's statutory candidate filing period. Political newcomers and incumbents who plan to run for office must arrive at the state capitol between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. to submit the relevant paperwork with the Oklahoma Ethics Commission and be considered in the race. Be that for a spot on a local school board or county office, the state legislature, state Supreme Court, governorship, or a seat in Congress. It's one of the few times politicians from across the state are forced to congregate in one place, even if it is just to get in line and hand over their documents and fees. If you're at the State House at all during this period, you can expect some protests by the general public outside of the building and jolly crowds of candidate supporters throughout. I'm Lionel Ramos.
A new synthetic opioid is being linked to at least one overdose death in Oklahoma. Sierra Pfeiffer reports the drug is raising concerns among health and law enforcement officials in the state.
Cyclorphine is a synthetic opioid, which means it's manufactured in a lab. The latest wave of the opioid crisis has been dominated by synthetic drugs. Dr. Rachel Werginis is an addiction medicine specialist at the OSU Addiction Recovery Clinic in Tulsa. She says new drugs will continue to come onto the scene as bad actors race against regulations.
It's this arms race for more potent opioids. We'll probably see other families of opioids coming to the market too as regulators catch up with these orphans or drugs like cyclorphine.
The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics is warning Oklahomans about cyclorphine, which may be more potent than fentanyl. It also may be less responsive to treatments like naloxone, requiring multiple doses to reverse an overdose. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Emergency funding is coming for the Oklahoma County Detention Center. KOCO-TV reports the Oklahoma County Budget Board approved nearly $4.7 million Tuesday to help with the jail's budget shortfall. Jail officials have said the facility was due to run out of money at the end of June, and employee layoffs or furloughs were being considered. The jail has long faced financial challenges and has been criticized for poor staffing and unsafe conditions. Oklahoma has seen more than 400 reported wildfires so far this year. And as Grayson Wheeler reports, state fire investigators say one man is responsible for setting 8 of them in western Oklahoma over a one-month period.
According to court filings, 31-year-old Skylar Terrell confessed to setting 8 fires that burned more than 400 acres around Putnam, Oklahoma, about 90 miles northwest of Oklahoma City. Investigators estimate they caused $10,000 in damage. Terrell allegedly used a cigarette lighter to start the fires in roadside ditches. In most cases, he reported the grass fires to his uncle, who's the fire chief at the Custer City Fire Department. He then waited at the scene to help extinguish the flames. Terrell allegedly told investigators he's obsessed with fire and started the blazes in hopes that he would be seen fighting them and be allowed back on Custer City's volunteer fire department, from which he had been dismissed. Terrell has been charged with 8 counts of arson and an additional count of pattern of criminal offenses because the fires were set in more than one county. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Read more news at our website, kgou.org. We also invite you to follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.